success with the Feral Hog Elimination Partnership. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Several landowners and farmers have experienced success in their efforts to eliminate and reduce feral hogs on their property. In this Managing for Profit, we'll hear from a couple of those landowners and how the Feral Hog Elimination Partnership worked for them. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Your help is vital to the success of feral hog elimination in Missouri. Unlike other large animals, each feral hog sow can birth a dozen young per year. Shooting into groups of feral hogs might take a few, but many will scatter, bringing the problem to neighboring lands. It might be fun to shoot feral hogs, but the consequences are devastating for Missouri. Every year, feral hogs cause millions of dollars of damage to Missouri's land, crops, and wildlife. Experts agree. The pork industry agrees. Landowners agree. Invasive feral hogs must be eliminated, and the best method is to trap full sounders all at once. Missouri's Feral Hog Elimination Partnership is working hard to trap feral hogs on public and private land. Your help is key to protecting Missouri's land and wildlife by partnering with us to trap feral hogs. Report illegal releases to Operation Game Thief. Don't shoot and scatter them across the landscape. Report damage. Trap full sounders. Eliminate feral hogs. Learn more at mdc.mo.gov/feralhogs.
The Feral Hog Elimination Program wouldn't have seen this much success if it wasn't for help in a good relationship with landowners. Larry Campbell's property is located near Ironton.
They were really bad then. There wasn't a lot of controls. We was one of the first farms involved in that program, and they started trapping there. It helped immensely. It brought the numbers down. I think we killed 252 the first year I was there on that place. And then it escalated up where they had more traps and more trappers up till I think they were getting around 1,000 a year off that place. And that's 600 acres there. The prior trapper I had before COVID came in, he was awesome. We'd get hogs going in the farm, he'd have trap there. They're territorial, they won't move around as much, so it's hard to bring them to a trap a distance away. So he'd move that trap up to wherever the hogs were at, and he knocked a big hole in them.
He says it's definitely making an impact.
It has stemmed the tide immensely, I would say. I know that every hog they trap removes that hog and all the hogs that it would have. All the sows and stuff will reproduce rapidly. They're gaining.
Jerry Richards from Potosi says feral hogs are like nothing he's ever experienced before.
We've got damage that was unprecedented, and if we did not get that stopped, if we don't get that stopped, you're going to have what are very productive farms that are just made basically unfarmable if the hogs are not totally eliminated.
He tells Brownfield this partnership is the most effective way to eliminate the invasive species.
You have to capture the entire group, the entire sounder, the males, the females, the little ones. You capture them as a unit, you eliminate that unit, and then there's no more breeding from them. By using this trapping method, that is what you get. The normal, I say, cowboy mentality is, hey, turn me in there, lose me and my dogs, and I'll go hunt them, I'll shoot them. And people will very often get a few of the hogs. But then they separate the groups, and you, instead of having one group of 20 hogs running, then you've got four groups of five hogs running. And you can, even if I catch that one group of five, I've still got the other 15 out there. There's no perfect solution, but the best solution is leave the groups intact, catch an entire group, don't leave any members to breed from that group.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Missouri Department of Conservation.